We're doing a Bat Israel, and what a beautiful shiur. We're continuing the Chafetz Chaim's work of Ahavat Chesed, the love of kindness. And it's very befitting that our good friend Daniel dedicated this shiur to his future kala, Chava Miriam Bas Sara. May Hashem bless them, and may they always have Ahava, Ahavat Hashem, Ahavat Chesed, everything that is good in their home, b'simcha, b'nachat u'shalva. We're beginning Ahavat Chesed. We're in the Pticha, and the Chafetz Chaim has been describing the different aspects of Chesed throughout the Parshiyot, and we're up to Parshat Mishpatim. So in Parshas Mishpatim in Shlishi, in the third Aliyah, the verse says, "In Kesef Talveit Ami," we have a special mitzvah to give loans to our fellow men, to give loans without ribbis, without interest. And anyone that knows, when you get married and then when you start a business, there are times in life when you need a loan, you can't move forward without a loan. And we have a special mitzvah in the Torah to give loans to one another. And then the Torah tells us a mitzvah of Hashavat Ha'avot. Let's say you gave someone a loan and he gave you collateral, and then he needs that collateral. He needs it to make a living, he needs it as his blanket, he needs it at night. So a special mitzvah, give it back to him. Shunuvah Gamkin Mimidat Tzedakah, these mitzvahs stem from the trait of tzedakah kam v'al b'mishnei Torah, as is explained in the Torah later on in the book of Devar. V'chem parshat Be'al Sinai, and then if we go on to the parsha of Behar, halvein yanim sheyesh ba kulam b'nim amidat ha-chesed. Many of the aspects of the laws of Shemitah and the different laws in parshas Behar also revolve around the trait of chesed. Kigon, for example, gulat kovim, we have a mitzvah, let's say a person has to sell his property. So there's a special mitzvah that his relatives should purchase it to buy it back for him. So the land doesn't leave the family, and ultimately it will remain by him. There's a mitzvah, v'chei achicha imach, that your brother should live peacefully with you, help him out. V'chayitzev, there are other mitzvahs that the Torah tells us about how we're supposed to care for our fellow man in Parshas Behar. Says the Chafetz Chaim, achakach itbonanti, after looking through the Torah and seeing that parsha after parsha tells us the aspects, the different ways of performing the trait of chesed. So afterwards I took note, that in truth, it's endless, the concept of chesed, the way it appears through the Torah. For there are so many proactive commandments, prohibitions in the Torah, that all stem from God's kindness. For example, the laws of leket, shikha, pe'ah, the different parts of what we harvest that we leave for the poor, v'chen ma'aser ani, and so to giving a tithe to the poor, v'chen inanei shmitah, and so to letting the land go fallow 1 year out of seven, the year of shmitah, so that's also leaving everyone to collect from the field. Milvad shu shabbat l'shem, aside from the fact that shmitah is Shabbos for Hashem, furthermore the Torah says, v'ashmiti tishmitenu untashta, let go of your field on the year of Shemitah, ve'achelu ev yomei amecha, and then the poor will be able to enjoy the fields. So you see that there's a concept of chesed in Shemitah as well. V'gam mitzvat ha-shavat avedah, and the mitzvah of returning someone's lost object is also she'izhira Torah lachus al mamon Yisrael. The Torah warns us that we should care for our fellow man's property, our fellow man's possessions. Afilu ha-shaveh pruta, even something that's of minuscule value, the value of a pruta, a few cents. The Torah tells us litroach hazev la'ashiva elav, that we're supposed to take an effort to give it back to a person. A guy leaves his pen on the table. You can say, what's the pen worth? A shekel. I'll get another pen. Says the Torah, no, you have a mitzvah, return it to him. A guy leaves his bobby pin on the table. The clip on his yarmulke. You say, what's it worth? The Torah says, no, you know what it says. So take it. It'll take you a minute. Give it back to him. We have a special mitzvah of Hashavas Avedim. Another example is a mitzvah. The Torah tells us, you see your friend unloading or loading his donkey, you have a mitzvah to help him out. And so too we find many mitzvahs throughout the Torah train us to be kind people. And really all these mitzvot stem from God's being so good and kind. So God commanded us also to be a help to our friends, בכל מה שנוכל, in anything that we can. על כן מנעתי את עצמי מלחשוב עוד, and therefore I've constrained myself from enumerating further בפירוש כל המקומות שדברה תורה בהן. I I constrain myself from enumerating all the places where the Torah mentions the trait of chesed, the maskil, and one who has understanding, yisbonen mikol ma she'erachnu lemala, will take note of all that we set up earlier, kevan shekol kach gadol kedushat midat chesed, and will recognize that being that the trait of kindness is so great, is so holy, shekol haTorah mne'ah mizeh, that the Torah is suffused with this, kama yesh lo la'adam nachzik b'midah kedusha hazo, how much a person has to hold on to this trait, shelo litafot mimena, not to let go of it, kol hayamim asher hu chai la'adama, throughout his life a person has to value doing kindness and seek ways in which he can be a kind person, do kindness unto others. Ve'lazeh k'tiv b'torah, and that's why the Torah stresses ve'lalechet b'drachav kol hayamim. Now, one of the things we have to do is go in God's footsteps throughout our lives. A person sometimes feels like, I joined this organization, I helped them out, I arranged donations for them, I helped them give the poor. I worked at it for 2 years. Enough! Got to move on with life. The Torah tells us throughout our days we have to look for ways to do chesed with our fellow men. The Torah is telling us a person shouldn't feel content with the fact that he does chesed once a month or once a week. As we'll explain later on, that a person shouldn't be content with doing chesed every so often, but a person has to try and fill his days with acts of kindness.